PCC Natural Markets is proud to support Food for Thought, offering programs designed to strengthen communities, including food bank donations, childhood nutrition education, and fundraising opportunities. 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/community. Healthy foods, healthy communities.
Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting in a hot tureen. Soup of the evening, beautiful soup.
Stein, you have a cough or cold going on there? What's going on?
Little demons have come to rest inside my chest, oh Nancy.
Well, it sounds like you could use a nice, comforting bowl of soup, green or otherwise.
Yeah, that's why I sang that tune. I think that's going to be the ticket for me. I made some soup the other day, one of our favorites, red cabbage and bean soup from Marcella Hazan's classic Italian cookbook. That's some hearty stuff. It's more like halfway between a soup and a stew. But I think what I need now is just the straight-up chicken soup.
Do you ever notice there's two kinds of people? There's the chicken soup people, or what my husband calls the thin soup people, and the thick soup people.
Oh, very, very interesting, yeah.
And he's from the thick school, which is why I like to make lentil soup and things like that for him and Nate. I love the thin broth, the flavorful chicken broth with noodles or rice or something like that. Must have been my upbringing, huh?
Yeah, I think maybe mine too. I like thick soups, but when I'm feeling unwell, I'm going toward the thin end. I want just regular straight-up chicken soup, you know, the Jewish style, or maybe wonton soup if I have the energy to make the wontons, which I don't if I'm sick. So somebody else has to do it, but they're never as good as mine.
Right. You're the kind of guy who makes his own wontons. I go direct to my nearest Chinese soup noodle joint, and those are always my favorite when I'm feeling low. You know, I'm sick or I'm tired, or whatever it is, perks me right up. And I like that, the wonton or the shui kao. Did I say that shui kao noodles?
I don't even know what that is, but I want some already. That's what is it?
It's, you know, it's dumplings. It's with mushroom and shrimp and pork and absolutely delicious. And I'll take them wherever I can get them, but some places are better than others. The last piece I wrote for The Times was a soup roundup about places that my readers like to eat soup and places that I like to go and get soup. And I gave a shout out to Scott Carsberg, the chef at Bisotto. It's a wonderful Italian restaurant in Belltown. And he's a guy whose soups I've been enjoying for, you know, many years, back when he owned Lamprea, and now in the more casual restaurant he has. There's a lot of guys who do, and gals, who do nice seasonal soups depending on the time of year. And right now, he made this butternut squash number that really floated my boat, so to speak. You know what's funny? The other night, I made a chicken pot pie for the first time, completely from scratch. And the recipe called for chicken stock and a bunch of, you know, vegetables and chicken. And when I went to take the stuff out to put it into the pie crust, there was way too much liquid. So normally I thought, well, you know, I should throw this out. And I thought, wait a minute. It was the most perfect chicken soup you ever want to eat.
Oh, yeah, sure. You don't want to throw that away. And I've made a number of chicken pot pies. And one thing I found is you want that gravy to go in a little bit thin, because by the time it's done baking, it will thicken up.
So tell me your number one top soup, the one soup that you love to make the most.
Well, I can name some of my favorites. I could never say my favorite anything, whether it's food or music or anything else. But I would say definitely the chicken soup that we talked about, the red cabbage and bean that I just mentioned, wonton soup, hot and sour soup, mushroom and barley soup. Ooh, and Chinese duck and mustard green soup with salted duck eggs. Mmm.
Okay, Mr. Swanson, then get over to my house and see what you can do to help me out.
Okay, Nance, as soon as I'm feeling better, I promise to do that. That was Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, and you can share your favorite soups for when you're feeling a bit under the weather right at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, and I'll post the recipe for that red cabbage and bean soup I mentioned, as well as a link to Nancy's cream of spinach soup. I'm Dick Stein.